This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
All right, so stop with whatever Google search you're doing right now and ponder this for just a second. That lightning-fast list of results that starts showing up even before you hit enter doesn't just happen, you know. It takes a tremendous amount of back-end computing power, which comes courtesy of rows and rows and rows of servers that are housed in what are called data centers all over the country. One of those centers opened in Caldwell County, North Carolina, 4 years ago. And at the time, Google was a welcome addition to a region clobbered by the decline of its furniture and textile industries. Whether it's worked out like everybody thought, that's another question. Marketplace's David Gura has the story from Lenoir, North Carolina.
In small towns, people gossip. They talk to their neighbors. They talk about their neighbors. And that includes corporate neighbors. Just 5 minutes south of downtown Lenoir, in the center of Caldwell County, there are two giant buildings flanked by tall cooling towers rising above rolling fields. It's a Google facility, and it's shrouded in secrecy. Deborah Murray runs the local Economic Development Commission, and she says it's been that way since the beginning.
There had been this great mystery, and everybody had an opinion as to what it was going to be and what it was going to do.
Officially, it's a data center, but some residents have their own theories, some a bit far-fetched, like Google's running experiments on space aliens or on a Sasquatch. But there are some other mysteries more grounded in reality.
Google doesn't tell us how many people they have hired. We continue to ask. That's one of their secrets.
And it's one that really bothers many Lenoir residents like Yvonne Miller, who works at a bookstore off Main Street.
Personally, I can't see that it has done anything for our town.
So you haven't heard of people getting jobs there? Or...
No, I've heard just the opposite.
But is that really true?
Turn right onto Morganton Boulevard Southwest.
I decided to see for myself. Google's data center is up the road from an old furniture factory, and security is pretty tight.
Got two forms everybody has to fill out before they come on site. One is Google's non-disclosure agreement. Even the man coming to pick up the garbage has to sign in. He don't even go in the buildings.
The other form includes more rules. I give the guard my driver's license, and 10 minutes later, I go through the gate and meet Enoch Muller, the operations manager.
All right. Well, you just missed lunch by a few minutes, but there might still be some baklava for you.
Google's headquarters is far away, but there's still plenty of what makes Google Google. There's a giant cafeteria brimming with free food, just like in Silicon Valley. And there's ping pong and foosball. But the decor here is very North Carolina. NASCAR memorabilia is everywhere.
There's a place near Charlotte where we went and got a whole bunch of body parts from cars, from actual races, and we used those to decorate the facility.
At least the parts I'm allowed to see. This is a pretty short tour.
If you want some audio, I can't take you out here, but you may be able to catch enough.
Okay.
We stop at a big, thick door, and I can hear something. But like most of Lenoir's residents, I can only wonder what happens on the other side.
I can't say specifically what's out there, but there's a lot of machines.
Processing searches, Muller tells me. YouTube videos, Google Maps. Since my visit, Google has posted pictures of the facility online. Muller says Google came here to this remote county for a few reasons.
Power, cooling, land, those are the primary factors we were looking for.
Furniture factories also require a lot of electricity and running water, so the infrastructure in this part of North Carolina is ready-made for data centers. But there's another big reason why Google picked Lenoir. T.J. Rohr is on the city council.
I knew Google was going to get incentives. Any big manufacturer that comes to town is going to get incentives.
Rohr voted against them. He's a libertarian. Those incentives were very generous.
100% of personal property exemption for the next 30 years and 80% of real property for exemption for the next 30 years.
The incentive package is reportedly worth $260 million. Google's Enoch Muller says he's heard the criticism that those incentives haven't resulted in enough jobs for people in Caldwell County. But he says the first place he goes to for resumes is the local community college. Muller did tell me how many people work at Google's facility here, about 115 of them. But he knows that number would disappoint many people.
If you think of traditional manufacturing, a building of this size could potentially employ 400 or 500 people in the same footprint. A data center, the density of individuals required to maintain a facility is just not that high.
Lenore did get something else. Having a multinational tech company in your backyard does carry some cachet. But it didn't replace the furniture industry, or it hasn't yet. Still, it may have started something, a data center corridor in western North Carolina. Google and Lenore have some new corporate neighbors. Facebook and Apple are just up the road. In Lenore, North Carolina, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.